disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" In the Gospel just read, we have St. Mark's account of how Jesus once fed a vast crowd of 4,000 people with a scant 7 loaves of bread and a few fish in a desolate place. Mark doesn't tell us precisely where that desolate place was. He just tells us that it was a desolate place, that the vast crowd had been with Jesus for 3 whole days, and they now have nothing left to eat, and that Jesus was unwilling to send them away hungry. "I have compassion on the crowd because they've been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry, they'll all faint by the way, because some of them have come a long way." Jesus has compassion on the crowd there in that desolate place. And he satisfies, and more than satisfies, the hunger of thousands. He, in fact, provides so lavishly that after the hungry multitudes had eaten their full, his disciples were able to gather up 7 baskets full of the leftovers. Now, God's ancient people Israel believed that when the long-awaited Messiah came, there would again be a miraculous feeding, like the miraculous feeding of the people of Israel when they sojourned for 40 years in the wilderness after the Exodus from slavery to Egypt. And now, that expectation was being fulfilled as Jesus provides for the hungry multitudes there in that desolate place. But that fulfillment pointed forward to something even greater yet to come. We read in the book of Exodus that when the people of Israel first experienced God's provision of bread for them in their wilderness wanderings, when they first found a fine flake-like thing on the ground, they said to one another, "What is it?" Because they didn't know what it was. "What is it?" And Moses replied, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." And those words of Moses point forward to something even more wondrous than the provision of bread there in the wilderness. "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Preaching in the synagogue in Capernaum, Jesus said this, "Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I will the living Father sent me, and I live by the Father. So whoever eats me will also live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread your fathers ate and died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. In their wilderness wanderings, the people of Israel asked, "What is it?" And Moses replies, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Jesus had compassion on the hungry multitudes there in that desolate place. Even more, Jesus had compassion on the whole hungry world, and on the night when he was betrayed, he provided heavenly food and drink for every hungry child of Adam's lost and fallen grace. Jesus is the one who, as St. John wrote, is the Father's eternal Son and Word, through whom all things were made. The one through whom all things were made and are held in being. Also the wheat, which is made into bread, and the grapes which are crushed and made into wine. The bread and the wine he then takes, and through them feeds us with heavenly food. Truly a miracle of divine power and love. So just as the Lord Jesus long ago fed the hungry multitudes there in that desolate place, so now he us in all the desolate places of this present life as we continue on our journey through this world to the life of the world to come. As we honestly look at the world we live in, can anyone doubt that this is a desolate place? Wherever we look, we see the wreckage of humanity's rebellion against its good and gracious Creator. We see terrible selfishness and indifference. We see cruelty and brutality. We see all kinds of desperate need. Our Lord saw the crowd in that desolate place so long ago, and he had compassion. He didn't just leave them to fend for themselves, but himself supplied their need with that scant 7 loaves and a few fish. When we consider the vastness of human need, we can so very easily be overwhelmed with a sense of futility. But the same Lord who used such scant provisions there in that desolate place can also use us None of us here this morning finds himself in a position of vast power and influence. But we mustn't let that paralyze or discourage us from doing what we can in fact do in our circumstances. We can speak to those who have vast power and influence on behalf of those who do not. We can also pray for those who suffer in so many ways, in all the desolate places of this life. The Lord has commanded us so to pray, and has promised to hear us. And that's why, at every divine service on the Lord's Day, the Church does just that. As we pray for the whole church and for the whole world, and we should let that Sunday prayer be a pattern for our prayers the whole week long. For in doing so, we do in fact reach out with compassion to all those who find themselves in all the desolate places of this world. I want to conclude with some words of a hymn by a 19th century English parson, John Keble, who spent almost his whole life in the obscure village. In one of his hymns, John Keble prays to our merciful Creator and Lord, "Help us this and every day to live more nearly as we pray. Help us this of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen." And now let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
By the believing in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God.